As you're standing here, you say, what does Caesarea on the sea have to do with the plan of God in regards to his program on earth, and in particular, his plan for salvation? Juval shared some of that, but Matthew or Acts chapter 10 helps us a lot with that. There were actually three groups of people that were surprised today as they were at Caesarea. One was a man by the name of Cornelius, and you have undoubtedly read in your Bibles in Acts chapter 10 these words. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God and all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. And about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. And so when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. One of the things you find in Acts chapter 10 is this surprise that happens to Cornelius, the surprise that will then happen to Peter, and then the surprise that happens to the people. Cornelius is surprised that he's a Gentile. He's a soldier, a Roman soldier, not particularly loved by the Jewish people, the God's people at the time. But here he is, a devout man, a Gentile man, and God sends him an angel. And an angel talks to him and says, I'm going to send you another man who's going to explain something to you. And Cornelius was very, very surprised. Here's a Gentile man. You also read the next verses and you realize that Peter was a surprised man. It says, the next day as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. He became very hungry and wanted to eat, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, birds of the air, and a voice came to him, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And a voice spoke to him again the second time, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. You're very familiar with that vision that he had of the sheet coming down. Here was a Jewish man by the name of Peter. All of his life he had been trained that there was the correct food to eat, kosher food we would call that, and there was incorrect food, food you didn't eat. All of his life he had been trained that there was a distance that was to be between him, the Jewish people, and the other people who would eat common and unclean food. And as a result, later on, even in this chapter, I won't read the verse, it would say they were not even allowed to go into the Gentiles' homes, because when you went into a home, you actually ate with them. That was the purpose of going there. So Jews had a way of thinking that says we must separate from the Gentiles. We must not even communicate with them in the sense of going into the homes and having food with them. And suddenly has a vision that says, you know, all that food that all of your life you've been told you cannot partake of, you may eat. You can only imagine what it was like for Peter suddenly to be told he could do that. It was a shock. Now, all of you are raised in different homes. In my home, there were certain things I was not allowed to do. Imagine if somebody said to me, now, you can do that. When all of my life, my mom and dad had told me I couldn't, suddenly I wouldn't know whether I could or not. And that's where Peter was. And not only did he have that vision, you remember that there was also the visit. Those men from Cornelius came down and they talked to him. And Peter immediately understood that this was from the Lord. As you read down, here are a few words that come across as well. The following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. And Peter was coming in. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up. I myself am also a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. And he said to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Remember, there was the food that was common and unclean. Now it's people that were common and unclean. And suddenly he has been shown that he can not only eat the food that he never could eat before, he could go visit with these people. He could actually interact with them. And here's the thing that is very crucial for us in verse 34 and 35 of chapter 10. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by God. And so Peter is surprised. For the first time in his life, he realizes that God's plan is much bigger than the Jewish people, that God's plan includes all people, even Gentile people, even Roman soldier people. As you read on, you'd find later on, the Holy Spirit will fall upon, verse 44 of chapter 10. Peter was still speaking. The Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision, that's to be the Jewish people that had come with Peter up here to Caesarea to be with him, those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the Gentiles. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And Peter answered, Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they asked him to stay a few days. And so the Jews, who had been from Jerusalem primarily, had come up with Peter, who had believed and had been baptized themselves, had become Christians. When they were here, they were shocked. They were amazed. They were surprised. So as we stand here today, as we sit here today and look at Caesarea, we're reminded this is a very significant place in the program and plan of God. Because there, Peter was suddenly shown, Cornelius was suddenly shown, and the Jewish Christians were suddenly shown that the program and plan of God was much bigger than God limiting himself to the Jewish people. Now, you know, in truth, that's one of the great lessons we learn here. The plan of God is much broader than Jewish people. That the plan of God is for all people. In fact, you understand the truth is, even from the beginning, even when you read in Genesis chapter 12 with Abraham, even then it wasn't just for the Jewish people, that through Abraham, all the peoples of the earth would be blessed. It was always God's plan to somehow minister and work to people from all ethnic groups. Here, the church had to learn that truth as well, that the program of God is much bigger than a distinct ethnic group of people called the Jews or any other ethnic group, for that matter. You understand, as you read through here, you learn this great truth. It included everyone. Now, I'm Dutch, so I'm kind of glad it included everyone. That it wasn't limited to the Jewish people. It was limited to anyone who would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So in one sense, we learn how broad is God's plan and program. It's for everybody and anyone of any ethnic group. But there's another lesson you learn here that's also just as important. Even though it's very broad, it is also very narrow. Only the narrowness was not based upon ethnic identity. Notice with me as we read a few words here. Verse 36 of chapter 10. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive the forgiveness or the remission of sins. And you recognize that even though it's broad, every ethnic group, no matter who you are, no matter what your background, it is open to you. It is also narrow. That God's plan of salvation, God's plan for eternity is dependent upon one person. That person is Jesus Christ, and him preached. And the gospel message that Christ was the one who had died. Christ was the one who was buried. And Christ was the one who rose from the dead. And everyone, as it says here in verse 48, or verse 43, I should say, whoever believes in him will receive the forgiveness of sins. That salvation is open to everyone. but is enjoyed or accepted by only those who have received and believed the Lord Jesus Christ. As we sit here in Caesarea on the sea, we cannot help but think of that. That the way of salvation is open to everyone, but the means of salvation is limited to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that will thrill your heart today. I trust that everyone here has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. And as we walk around this place, we'll be reminded not only that this is where Paul gave his great testimony, but it is where Peter opened up or was shown that God's program was open for all.